Hey, 4337 from at Woodstock and 94th, headed towards Foster and 97.
1437, I got your customer conduct. What's going on?
So I picked up a gentleman, I think at Chavez, headed toward downtown. When I got downtown, I asked him where his stop was. He said he missed it on Hawthorne. So I said, okay, no problem. When we got to Foster and Powell on the flip side, I was like, hey, you know, you missed all the Hawthorne stops. And he was like, well, it's cold and wet, and I just want to ride the bus. And I said, okay, that's fine. I told him about a few so he could stop and wait for the next bus at, because when I get to the overpass, you know, I have to not have anyone on the bus. And now he's just kind of giving me a song and dance of why he can't get off of the bus.
Okay, well, technically there are no rules about them staying on the buses and riding it. I know it isn't always awesome for you guys when that happens, but unless they are being disruptive or, you know, doing something that causes you to not be able to safely continue operating the bus, then they can continue staying on the bus. Even at your layover, there's only a few where they are required to deboard, Clackamas Town Center being one of them. So if you need to take a recovery time when you get to the end of the line, just take your belongings with you and leave the doors open. If they start causing an issue for you, please give us a call. Like I said, if it's something where it's hindering your ability to operate the vehicle safely, then let us know. If they become threatening or something like that as well, obviously that would be something we would want to about and can help you, you know, get them off the bus at that point. But if they're just trying to stay warm, it's turning into the winter season, again, they can stay on at the end of the line. It's not something we can really kick them off for.
Okay, that's fine. I'm coming back from 8 months of being assaulted, and it's like, this is already making my anxiety go sky high. So I'm trying to like be a good person, but at the same time, yeah.
Okay, so are you saying then that you don't think you can safely operate the vehicle with this person on the bus?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm already like at the beginning of an anxiety attack, so I'm parking and doing what you said, gathering my items and going up to the layover and leaving my doors open. But, yeah.
Okay, well, if you get back to the bus when it's your time to depart, go ahead and just stay put there and we'll send a supervisor your way.
Thank you.
At 925.